Are you an eco-minded mama? Let's find out. So in today's episode, we are relaunching the podcast with a new name, and we are unpacking what it means to be an eco-minded mama. Do you have to be super crunchy? Do you have to live totally zero waste? What does sustainable even mean? Hi, I'm Katie. I am a mama, a coach, and a podcaster, and I have saved thousands of dollars through everyday routines that are supporting both the earth and my family, and I want to help you do the same. So let's get into it. Quick story time before we dive in. If you have been around for a while or you're just joining us, but you're looking through the old episodes, you will notice that this podcast was originally called All Things Sustainable. We have since rebranded, and now this is officially the Eco-Minded Mama podcast, and it is connected to our community over at ecomindedmama.com. Long story short, I went through a pregnancy loss in September of 2023, and I feel for you if you happen to just be joining in and you listened to the previous episode kind of sharing that story, and now you're listening to this episode because it probably feels like whiplash for you, from like really dark, depressing emotions to a whole lot of excitement. And for me, it has been several months in that process. So bear with me. But in September of 2023, I lost that pregnancy, and that experience basically catapulted me into a really dark season. And then climbing out of it gave me this new sense of motivation. I don't know how to describe it other than like, it just felt like something kind of exploded in me, like this fire. And I knew that I had to make a whole lot of changes in a lot of areas in my life that I knew had been a long time coming. And along with that came the business rebrand. So I rebranded my entire business and now this podcast under the name Eco-Minded Mama. And that was inspired by the amazing season of eco-minded parenting that we had covered in the podcast all last year leading up to what ended up being that pregnancy loss. So that is where the inspiration for this name and this community came from. There was so much positive, wonderful feedback, so many amazing experts on the show, and I am very excited to continue forward with this rebrand. Ironically, our baby was named Finley, and that means courage. And since that loss, courage has manifested in our lives in a number of different levels in so many different ways, but that's a story for another time. So I am thankful for where I am here today, and I'm thankful to be with you. In this episode, we are officially kicking off the rebrand with Eco-Minded Mama, and I could not be more excited to dive into this. The vision here with Eco-Minded Mama on the podcast and in the community is to empower eco-minded mamas to live sustainably, which means saving money and reducing waste in everyday routines so that they can live with less stress. Who wants this in their lives? I know that I definitely do. And I have been saying since the very beginning of my coaching work around sustainability in 2020 that the word sustainable means so many different things to different people, and it is definitely not a one-size-fits-all kind of model. So I'm here to help you discover how you personally can live sustainably in ways that are actually sustainable long-term, meaning sustained for the earth, for your family, for your budget, your home, your needs, etc. So now the question is, are you an eco-minded mama? Let's find out. Let's play a game. I want you to hold up, if you're not driving or something, if you are, just think about it in your head, hold up three fingers and put one down for any of the following points that relate to you. You might be an eco-minded mama if you love nature and you want to do your part in protecting our environment. Two, you care about your child's future and you want to contribute to a cleaner, brighter world for these next generations. And three, you enjoy making the most of what you have and finding ways to reduce waste and reuse things for new purposes. Okay, if even one of those three things related to you, then you're in the right space. But let's do this again one more time, this time with challenges that you might relate to. So again, hold up three fingers and put one down for any of the following challenges that relate to you. You want to live more sustainably, but you have no idea where to start or how to actually make an impact in the big picture. Two, you have started taking a few steps forward towards a more sustainable lifestyle, but you're feeling stuck on what to do next. And three, here's a big one. You would love to care more about the environment, but you are already overwhelmed as a mama with all the things on your plate, not to mention paying for the rising cost in groceries and so on. Okay, how many of those related to you? Even if it was just one, again, you are in the right place. The Eco-Minded Mama podcast and community is all about relieving your burdens, whether it's financial stress or eco-anxiety, feeling overwhelmed in motherhood, and so on. And it's about bringing you supportive, inspiring content to empower you to begin living the life that you want, one that is aligned with your core values, a life that saves you money and brings you peace of mind and can be sustained for the long run. So I'll leave you with my top three pieces of encouragement today. Number one, you do not need to do all the things and live perfectly crunchy or zero waste or whatever you want to call it to make a difference. You matter. Your efforts, no matter how big or small, matter. Mass movements are always made up of a collective of empowered individuals. Any mass movement throughout our history, that is what has sparked it, are the individuals coming together. Two, remember that if sustainable living is not actually sustainable, meaning sustained long-term for you, then it's not true sustainability. Running that treadmill and chasing after something that is impossible for you will leave you feeling frustrated and burnt out, and that does not help anybody. Instead, let's focus on empowering you with the actions that you can take, and let's take them one at a time together. And finally, three, sustainable living is a journey. It is not a destination. We are all lifelong learners, and we are in this together. There is so much more that I want to dive into together, and this is just the beginning. Imagine for a moment if every mama that you know was putting even just 1% more effort into living more sustainably. What kind of world would we be living in? How would that change the world, the environment, the community around us? I really believe that that is possible. 1% more effort from every single mama that you know would be amazing. And together as a community, we can make that ripple effect. I am so excited to continue this journey with you, to raise our eco-minded families together. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so that you can be notified when we release new episodes weekly, and I will talk to you soon.